You're listening to The Course Creator Show, the podcast all about building your online course business. We talk about marketing strategy, making money, and creating a business with impact that gives you freedom and lights you up. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, a Canadian mom of two, a speaker, a real estate investor, a reality TV lover, and an online business strategist who has helped thousands of entrepreneurs create, launch, and scale their digital course businesses. Let's dive into this episode. Hey, hey, it's Gemma here. Thank you for hitting play on this episode. This is kind of part three of a three-part series that I've been doing to sort of wrap up 2022 and go into 2023 with kind of fresh eyes and perspective and sort of a renewal. And so if you haven't caught episodes one and two of this series, I encourage you to either hit pause on this one and go back and listen to those first, or just listen to this one today and then just go back and get caught up whenever you have a chance. Today, what we're going to be diving into is sort of my 2023, what I'm focusing on personally in my business, but then also some general predictions and maybe some trends or things that you can implement or use going forward in your business as well. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I don't really have these in a particular order. I just kind of like created a whole ton of notes and I just want to go in and just share it all with you. So I guess the best place to start is where I started, which was when I sat down to think about this, which is, okay, I've just done this kind of wrap up of 2022. I have a sense of, you know, what worked and what didn't. But where do I want my business to be by the end of December 2023? Like, what do I want my business to look like on the last day of the year? You know, and it's not just my business in terms of like setting a revenue goal, but what are the activities that I want to be doing in my business on a day-to-day or weekly kind of basis? How do I want it fitting in to my personal life? What do I want my personal life to be looking at that time? Getting really clear on that vision is what helps me identify the right priorities, projects, and goals for me to tackle in the new year, right? Because here's the other thing that happens with me, and you know, I'm gonna guess that this happens with you too, is like I get ideas all the time. I get all the ideas. I guess it's just like a natural entrepreneur thing. I get flooded with ideas on the reg, and sometimes I want to go at full force with those ideas. And that's, and sometimes it's the right thing to do that. I'm also a manifesting generator, by the way, in human design. And so maybe that has something to do with it. But anyway, other times these ideas need to be shelved for a little bit, right? And they're not necessarily things that are going to be in alignment with getting me to that goal or that vision of what I want my business to look like by the end of the year. So I always kind of have to line up these new ideas with where I want to go and make sure that they work together. Because, you know, sometimes it's as simple as like, I'll read an email from somebody that I'm subscribed to, or I'll read an article online about some new, it's not necessarily always like a new platform, but it's like a new way of doing things or a new idea. And I'm the kind of person who's like, ooh, cool, like, let me try that, or I want to test that or implement that. And if I do that too often, I'm not staying focused, right? I'm not going to actually see the gains that I want to see in the strategies that I've chosen to use, because it's like squirrel, right? It's like, ooh, new thing. And I try a new thing and it means you're doing too many things not terribly well, rather than just leaning in and going deep on a couple. So if you like, you know, feel that too, and if that's a pattern for yourself, like it might be beneficial to you to do what I do, which is like having that vision really clear. And this year, like, I'm writing it out on a little note and sticking it right beside my computer just so that I visually see it every day. And it, I really think that's going to help me with just staying on track. So that's kind of where I started, was thinking about what I want my business to look like. And some of the things that are sort of in that vision for me is that I, although I already have to a certain degree, like quite a bit of automation happening in my business, I want even more like automation and delegation to like team members, particularly around my marketing and selling, right? So if I can automate even more of that, it means that I can be more, I can have more time inside of working on my program content, right? Ensuring my students are getting results, making sure like client delivery as like is as high, like top notch as we can make it, right? That for me is where I would prefer to be spending the majority of my time. And so instead of being too in the weeds with like my marketing stuff right now, right? So, you know, I would like to move away from doing, let's say, as much of the like marketing and selling as I'm doing that I did in 2022, and automate even more of it and delegate some of it, because some of it I can't automate and that's okay. But I can certainly bring in some team members or shift the role of some of my existing team members to just help me more or in a better way with producing like the content, let's say, for our content marketing strategy, that kind of thing. So that is one of my big goals. And I would just basically like to sit at a higher level with my content marketing and just not be as in the weeds with it. That's definitely like a feeling I have going into 2023. The other thing is, when I looked at my income by product, so like by revenue stream, when I looked at that, and I talked about this in part one of this three-part series, when I looked at it, clearly, the majority of my income comes from just a couple of things. Course Creator School, Passive Project, decent chunk from affiliate revenue. Those were my three biggest ones. And then one-to-one client work came in fourth. And so in looking at that, like it just really indicates to me, okay, Gemma, like do not get sidetracked with bringing out more low ticket products in 2023. Like I already have some great ones. I can optimize what I already have, like make sure that those are working really well and selling really well, but not get sidetracked with implementing or launching any new ones. And instead make sure that my focus remains on the bigger pieces of that pie, right? On my more signature programs and affiliate revenue. Like that had a nice big leap in 2022. I would like to grow that even more in 2023. So I also think that in 2023, like I'm going to do very little, if like potentially no one-to-one coaching. When I looked at the piece of the pie, my income pie from 2022, and saw that it was, I think it was around 5 or 6% overall, like that's so little. And the time that I spent one-on-one with clients, and even just not, it's not just like the time I spend on the calls, it's the time I spend in between. Because honestly, I like think about those clients a lot and reflect on their, like what they're going through. And there might be like email conversations back and forth and stuff like that. So reallocating that time to other areas of my business so that I can just scale the other areas that are growing kind of faster and have more scale potential, like that is a better use of my time. And it's not that I don't want to, it's not that I don't like working with clients one-on-one. It's simply a matter of like, where is the time best spent? And I will do, for the first time ever, actually, a small group intimate option within the Passive Project. And I'll talk about that more in a sec. So those are some of the bigger directions. When I think about things in kind of some categories, like let me break it down even further for you for some of my own things that I'll be focusing on. So when we think about lead gen, this is obviously a big part of any online business is thinking about, okay, how am I going to generate leads? And so when I looked at my lead gen from 2022, I was doing, you know, all kinds of different things. Like I have a YouTube channel, I have podcast, I do email marketing, I'm on Instagram. I was doing some collaborations and like getting visibility and then doing some paid ads on Facebook and Instagram. And I looked at all of those different avenues from 2022 and really decided going into 2023, like what are the things that I need to lean into? Because to be totally transparent, it has felt a little scattered in 2022 and, you know, certain things didn't work as well or feel as good as they could have. And so an example for me, and if you listen to the part two in this series, you will have heard me talk about YouTube feeling like a bit of a flop in 2022. And so it's not that I'm anti-YouTube whatsoever, but for myself moving into 2023, like one of the things that I am going to be giving up for now is my organic content marketing strategy with YouTube. Like it's just not worth the time and frankly, the like anxiety that I feel in creating that kind of content. And instead, I would rather double down on the stuff that feels really good for me, which the podcast is one of those things. Email marketing is one of those things. And Instagram, I have always sort of liked, but only to a degree. And so I'm getting some help now with producing my Instagram content, which makes it overall just feel like so much better and lighter. And that is that's like kind of the system I want moving into 2023. Those are really going to be my organic content marketing strategy is really surrounding those three things, like Instagram, podcast, and then email marketing. For ads, you know, when I looked at my ads from 2022, I'm running them on Facebook and Instagram, and they performed really well. Like despite, you know, there's always people talking about like, oh, ad costs are increasing and they're not as easy to make work and yada, yada. But I have consistently had a positive ROI for my Facebook and Instagram ads. I pay attention to them. You know, I'm really like I'm in there with Melissa Litchfield and her team who run my ads for me and coming up with strategy, you know, shifting messaging or re-recording the, you know, stuff and optimizing my funnels and all that kind of stuff. I'm really in it with them with that from that perspective. And I think that plays a part in me having success with my Facebook and Instagram ads. So we overall for the year, roughly speaking, got a 2x return on our ad spend. So without a doubt, I will continue to run Facebook and Instagram ads in 2023. Absolutely. However, I'm also going to diversify my ads platform because that worked really well for me in 2022. And like, why wouldn't I want additional paid ads running into funnels that I know are working and I have the data that they're working. So I am going to be definitely experimenting in 2023 with both Pinterest ads, potentially YouTube ads and Google ads. Like those are the platforms that I would love to tackle or layer in next. And we'll see what happens. I'll give each one, like I'm not trying to dive into all of those extra platforms right out the gate in Q1. You know, it'll definitely be a matter of, okay, let's lean in and just look at one and layer in one, really make sure that we can do it well, have to figure it out. Like ads are not necessarily easy. They definitely take some trial and error and testing, but I'm committed to that. And when I think about December 31st, 2023, if I had, you know, let's say 2 to 3 different like quote unquote channels of paid ads running into my business, I feel like that would make me feel great from like a security perspective almost. Like if I knew that if I had to like, let's say turn off Facebook and Instagram ads for some reason, or my account got hacked or something like that, I would still have these other things that I could fall back on outside of just my organic content marketing. So that is like my lead gen kind of strategy moving forward in a nutshell, basically for 2023. When it comes to email marketing, which I've kind of mentioned a little bit already, like a big thing for me in the new year is once again, just really leaning into making sure my email content is exceptional. This is something that I love doing. I love connecting via email and crafting great emails. And I want to just do more of it and do it better, like even better than I have been, you know? There's also definitely room for me to get even more sophisticated with my funnels and stuff that are happening already inside. Like, I already have great funnels that work in my business, but I could definitely be doing certain things better. Like, I could be segmenting my audience more in a more sophisticated way, and making sure that I'm kind of like tagging leads in the right way and serving up the content that makes the most sense for them. And I also can definitely expand and continue working on what I call my like quote unquote forever funnel, which is something I teach inside of Passive Projects. So there's definitely some room for me to just like be head down and working on some of that inside of my email platform, which is the, I actually, it sounds funny, but like I love doing that kind of thing. So that's a definitely a happy place for me. So that's going to be something that I'll be doing more of in 2023, which ties back into that overall goal of wanting my business to be like even more automated. The other thing I'll be focusing on in 2023, and I focus on this all the time, but sort of a renewed focus, is like our program improvements. You know, especially when I see such a huge majority of my income coming from Course Creator School and Passive Project, I want to be always working on those programs and making sure they are the best in the marketplace. So that means reviewing curriculum, right? It's really important to me that my curriculum and lessons and things like that are, I want them to be comprehensive, but I also want them to be as fast and actionable as possible so that students coming in, like no one wants hours and hours and hours of content to have to go through. And that's, it's challenging to teach, especially teaching like sophisticated strategy in a time efficient kind of way. And so that's a lens that I'm going to be taking throughout all of my lessons and modules and everything in 2023. That is not going to happen overnight. This is going to be something that I'll be continuing to work on throughout the year. But really just making sure that it is best in market, up to date, all that kind of thing. The other thing I've always tried to do, but I feel like there's room to do even more of it, is to, and I'm going to make up a word here, templateize everything possible, which basically means I want to create, make sure that we have templates for everything that we possibly can inside of our two main programs. And so, sure, we have lots of templates in there already, but I just want to make it like even better. So for example, one of the tools that we have right now is like a spreadsheet where you can, if you're creating a lead magnet, or and it could even be like a webinar, you can fill in the blanks and it'll like pop out suggested webinar titles or lead magnet titles. I love that kind of thing. I would love to have even more things like that inside of our two programs so that every action that students are having to take in order to, inside of Course Creator School, it's to create and launch their first course. Inside of Passive Project, it's to create evergreen funnels and implement, you know, next level, high level marketing strategy. Like, I want to make it as easy as possible for them to implement. So that is something that we'll be definitely doing in 2023. And sometimes it means me hiring like outside people to come in and create tools for our students. So that's something that we'll be focusing on. And we'll also be focusing on layering in potentially some more done for you add-ons within the two programs. So, you know, there might be like some kind of like secret upsells and downsells that you maybe wouldn't find on my website publicly, but are available to students inside of the communities. And so that's something that we'll be looking at implementing in 2023 as well. And like I mentioned earlier, like I won't be working with clients one-on-one in the same capacity that I have been. And instead, we'll be forming a small group. It's, I guess it's like a mastermind, or you could think of it as like a kind of like a VIP tier of the passive project. And so that will be, we'll be capping the numbers a max of 20. And those will be, that'll be like a small group, high level clientele that we'll work with at a more intimate level so that they can get, that will be a way to get some one-on-one time with me, also get some like personalized audit, work audits from me and the team, and have a small group meeting that where we get together every single month for group calls. And so that will be kind of the only way to work with me at such an intimate level in 2023 will be that group. If that's something, if you're listening to this, that interests you, I don't like, it's not public yet, but you can send me a DM on Instagram if you, at Gemma.BonhamCarter is my handle. If you're interested, and we can put you on a wait list or just on a kind of like an interested parties list that we sort of have going, if that appeals to you. The other thing in 2023 will be when I think about launches, right? Because this is something that, you know, typically you would do at this time of year when you're thinking about the next year and making plans and setting goals. You might think, okay, well, when am I going to do live launches throughout the year? And I will do live launches in 2023, but I really feel like they will be they will remain very chill, and it will really, I think, go settle back into my low-key style of doing, you know, the simple like webinar plus emails. Like that type of live launch for me, it feels super simple, low-key, and it works. Like those launches for me have consistently performed really well, and it's how I can create great connection with my audience, you know, let them know what the offer is all about and make sales and welcome people into the programs at a time that feels good for them. So I will definitely be doing some launches, but they will sort of probably, there probably won't be any like 5-day challenges or big productions like that. I'm a big fan of the more chill kind of launch. And so when you see those happening in 2023, for me, that's in all likelihood what my launches will look like. And I probably will do another accelerator type of thing in 2023. I'm still unsure of what that'll look like, but we experimented with those in 2022 and really enjoyed them. So I'm sure I'll bring it back at some stage. I'm just not quite sure when or what that'll look like. So in a nutshell, that is what things are looking like for me in 2023 for the business. In terms of like trends and things that you might want to consider for your business going into the new year, I have a few ideas. So the first idea that I want you to maybe take away with you is that doing live rounds of your course could be a way for you to really inject some excitement and cash flow and kind of a feeling of like newness or you know, a fresh take. This is particularly if you've like had a course that you've been selling for a couple of years, this would be a way for you to sort of jazz it up in 2023. And so I did this in 2022, inside of both Course Creator School and Passive Project, that these were sort of the accelerators that we did. They were kind of like live rounds of the programs. They really generated great excitement. They created that new hype, right, for me to enroll people into programs that they've heard me talk about before, right? And it added an amazing kind of element of urgency for a live launch type model. And it gave me an opportunity to update my programs because I was delivering it live. So that would be a trend that I would predict would work really well in 2023 if you are a course creator. The other thing I would encourage you to look at in the new year is thinking about, okay, are there some, you know, like secret upsells or downsells that I could integrate in to my existing program so I don't have to necessarily create anything new, right, or come up with a new product, but instead support my existing students in different ways. And so this could be, you know, maybe you have a fully self-study DIY course. Is there a way in which you can create, you know, a part of it that would include a more done with you kind of model, or even a done for you extra add-on service, right? Like, what elements could you offer as done for you options that you could position as upsells within your course? Think about the objections or the holdups that students have to both purchasing your program, but then also getting through and implementing your program. And how can you look at those and maybe add in a service or add in an extra option that they could tap into to get the results, right? Because people are busier than ever. And so looking at how you can make sure that they get the results they want to get could not only do them a service, but also increase the lifetime value of each customer inside of your business, which, you know, can go a long way to maximizing your bottom line revenue. So that would be a consideration that I would encourage you to look at in 2023. The other thing from a marketing and selling perspective, going into 2023, if you have always just, say, relied on the launch model to sell your course or program or membership or whatever it might be, I'm going to encourage you to look at like more pathways for people to purchase your thing, right? So how can you create different options to increase your overall sales? And I really feel like you should be selling all the time. Just like, you're a business owner, right? You don't think of like, it's not like grocery stores are, you know, not selling, and then doing a live launch, right? Like, you need to be selling every day, just like a grocery store does. And so how can you do that? Well, part of this might mean building out some evergreen funnels in your business so that you do start making more of those consistent sales, right? Maybe it means implementing not only kind of these big, maybe stressful like live launches, but maybe you can have more simple enrollment campaigns that you do with more consistency throughout the year to get people to enroll into your programs, right? And really creating a more hybrid approach to ensuring that you are making sales on the reg. That is definitely something as a course creator that I would encourage you to do in 2023 so that you can not only grow your income, but also create more stability and security in terms of your revenue. And that is like, that literally is the entire premise of what we do inside of the Passive Project. So if you're ready for that type of thing, I really encourage you to look at Passive Project in 2023. We'll be doing a launch in January to welcome like a new cohort for the year. So, or you can just send me a DM on Instagram if you're interested in learning more, or just keep your eyes peeled for all the info that will be coming in January around Passive Project. But that will be, you know, if creating this more hybrid approach in the new year is something you have on your goal list, I would be honored to do that alongside you inside Passive Project and show you how. Lastly, from an audience growth perspective, in terms of trends and predictions, you know, we know there's like a gajillion social media platforms, right? And I'm not going to be here telling you that one platform is better than the other, or one platform is going to be the dominating platform of 2023. A, I don't know that. B, I actually just don't think that those things are true. It's like that one beats the other. It's more about understanding a few things. Number one, where does your ideal audience hang out? You definitely need to choose a platform that's, you know, the right fit from that perspective. Number two, though, what's the platform that like feels energizing and exciting for you to show up on? Because if you're like me trying to like push a boulder up a hill like I was with YouTube, sometimes you just have to see that like a certain platform just isn't the right fit for you and let it go. And that's okay. So rather than saying to yourself, okay, I want to be on all the places, can you choose two or three platforms or lead gen strategies that you have, that you know are going to be your big focuses for 2023, so you can absolutely dominate them and do them well, right? So that would be what I would encourage you to do. Obviously, we know video is still the dominating, like ever-growing medium, basically across all platforms, right? And so definitely I do overall encourage you to think about video, but also think about just your overall reach, like what's been working, what didn't work in 2022, like what are the strategies you want to really double down on? And then are you making sure that you are getting them onto your email list as quickly as possible from those different platforms? Because that really is where you will be able to deepen the conversation and then get the sale, right? The conversion typically happens over email. So the other piece is like, definitely I would encourage you, if you don't do this already, and I feel like I don't want to tell you to be on all the platforms. However, duplicate your efforts as much as you can, right? So if you are doing an amazing job of producing content on Instagram, like my guess is that you can use that same Instagram content and create amazing emails from the Instagram content, right? You could be potentially repurposing your Instagram content for blog posts or into podcast episodes or whatever it might be. And so think about your overall content system and just make sure that you're not like reinventing the wheel with every platform you want to be on. Really try and fan out and repurpose as much as you can, okay? And just to leave you with one little stat, according to something that I was reading by a tech studio, they were saying that email marketing in 2017, it generated $4.92 billion in sales and revenue, and it's projected to grow to $10.8 billion by 2023, which is nuts. And so I just wanted to throw that in there to really encourage you, if you haven't been doubling down on your email efforts, both in terms of like growing your email list, but then actually emailing your list, creating funnels, right? Like really becoming an excellent email marketer. That is something that I would definitely encourage you to think about in 2023. It has been the biggest game changer of my business and how I've been able to grow my business to 7 figures a year, which really, I attribute so much of that to my email marketing. So that is a wrap on my 2023 kind of plans for myself and predictions that you might want to consider going into the new year. I really also have some big personal life things that I'm looking forward to in 2023. We are going to be doing a very large scale renovation on our big real estate investment from 2022, which was buying this very large mixed use, like residential commercial building just outside of where we live in Ottawa. So we're going to be doing a big renovation, getting started kind of as early as possible in the new year. We have, you know, adventures and travel and different things that we want to do just as a family. And we might even be contemplating a move. So I'm not quite sure that I'm ready to share all the details about that on the podcast or really to the whole entire world. But we are definitely talking about some really fun, we're not permanently moving away from Ottawa or anything, but we're getting adventurous and we're talking about some options for, you know, some cool adventures that we might do with our family. And so a big part of that is, how can I set my business up in a way that will allow me to do that and make that possible? And so I encourage you to think about your big vision, not only for your business, but for your personal life. And what are some of those things that you want to accomplish or experience in 2023? And how do you want it to feel? And really, that's what, for me anyway, my business is a lot about, is creating the business that allows me to live the life that I want to live and love, maybe not every minute of every day, but a heck of a lot of it, with a lot of fun and laughing and just enjoying life. So wishing you the best new year, and all the good things in 2023. And I cannot wait to continue to have these conversations on the podcast all throughout 2023. This is going to be one of the best places to continue to get content from me and to hear about the latest and greatest strategies and all the things going on in the digital marketing and course creator world. Thank you for being here with me. I look forward to, you know, hanging together all year. Happy 2023, everybody. That's a wrap on this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to launch your first course, sign up for our free class in the show notes to learn my method on how to do it successfully and unlock an invite into our signature program, Course Creator School. Or if you've already launched a course and you're ready to scale and go evergreen, it is time to join us inside of the Passive Project, my membership community for experienced course creators. Head to gemmabonhamcarter.com/apply to submit an application. If you enjoyed this episode, leave me a rating or review or tag me over on Instagram at gemma.bonhamcarter. I would love to hear from you. I'll see you next time on the Course Creator Show.